Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Welcome to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. This week I'll be talking with Sandy Sue Rector, Feng Shui Master, or expert and resonance repatterning practitioner, about how the state of our energy is reflected in our home in such a way that it can cause blocks and difficulties in our life. When we have problems with money, health, relationships, or career, the unconscious frequency patterns we resonate with need to be addressed. If we do not resolve these out-of-sync frequencies, the real cause of our problems, they will show up in a myriad of ways, trying to get our attention. Out-of-sync frequencies may show up as health and relationship problems, or in negative beliefs and feelings, or as an inability to have our needs met, or to have life, the life we love. In particular, out-of-sync frequencies we resonate with always show up in our home. Without even knowing it, we will place furniture or pictures in such a way as to block the flow of Qi life energy in our home, which in turn further blocks the flow of Qi life energy in ourselves, our relationships, and our life. Today, Sandy Sue Rector will give us some practical tools to support the natural flow of Qi life energy in our home, and you'll be able to see for yourself the changes that happen in your life. We'll also discuss how practitioners can use basic feng shui ideas as a positive action. For instance, after doing a session on relationships, for example, a practitioner may muscle check that the unhesitating action the client needs is to look at the relationship area of the home and create specific changes in that area. Sandy Sue will talk more about this. For those of you who are new to resonance repatterning, it's a powerful and wonderful system of energy medicine that creates transformative change and self-healing physically, emotionally, and mentally, and in how you relate to others and how others relate to you. You can learn to do the resonance repatterning process on yourself, or you can receive sessions from certified practitioners around the world. Feel welcome to visit resonancerepatterning.net to find out more, to see our schedule of classes, for names of practitioners in your area, or for practitioners who give sessions over the phone and by proxy. You can also discover more by reading my book, Quantum Change Made Easy, which explains the 9 keys for all positive change and transformation. And we have our resonancerepatterning.blogspot.com for anyone who wants to share their ideas and connect with like-minded people. Each week on Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy, I either discuss a theme and do a live resonance repatterning session, or I invite people to talk about different healing systems that we integrate into our practice of resonance repatterning. And we had Ray Castellino 2 weeks ago on the womb and the birth experience, and Billy Thompson discussing the genius work of Alfred Tomatis and how we can recharge our brain through high and low frequencies. And today we'll look at the energy in our home and see how positive changes in our home can transform how we feel, balance our energies, and bring about direct change in our lives. So I'm very happy to welcome Sandy Sue to inspire us and deepen our understanding of how what is within us gets projected into our home, for better or for worse. And I'll give you Sandy Sue's phone number and website at the end of this so you can connect with her if you want any support from Sandy Sue as a resonance repatterning practitioner or feng shui expert. So welcome, Sandy Sue, to Living in Tune.
Well, thank you, Chloe, for inviting me on your show. I'm honored to be here today.
It's just exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting.
You know, and some years ago, many people in the USA didn't even know what feng shui was. They thought it was some kind of magic from China. And now most of us have at least heard about feng shui and realizing that people are using it in businesses and banks and so on. And so we're probably a bit rusty on exactly what it is and how it works. So would you start by giving us a bit of a summary on what it is?
I would love to. Feng shui is the art and science of living in balance and harmony with your environment and nature. It's over 3,000 years old, and some believe that it's over 5,000 years old.
Wow, very ancient.
Yes, it is. And feng means wind. It's the invisible force. And shui means water, the visible force that you can actually see. It is also the study of energy we call qi, and how this energy impacts our lives, our relationships, health, career, luck, and much more. It's also a powerful tool you can use to create positive energy, transform destructive patterns, for example, when you're thinking, I don't have enough money. And it helps to support your goals and bring balance to your body-mind system.
Yes, so very similar in many ways to resonance repatterning, isn't it?
It is, very similar.
And how do you see, then, the connection between resonance repatterning and feng shui?
Well, they both understand that everything either energizes us or it de-energizes us. And we have unconscious patterns that cause us to do things that are de-energizing. And both systems alter the vibrations, helping us to live our life to the fullest.
Yes. So basically, our de-energizing unconscious patterns will cause us to organize our home environment in ways that also de-energize us.
Yes.
And then as we transform ourselves, when we do resonance repatterning on ourselves or receive sessions, we transform ourselves from within, and then we automatically want to change our environment.
We do.
Yeah. And equally, then, I imagine that when we change what's de-energizing in our home, this also creates positive change in ourselves and our life.
It does.
Yeah. So, Sandy Sue, what's an example of an unresolved pattern in us that shows up in our home?
Well, in our home, an unresolved pattern can show up for health, for example, in the center of your home, because that's where that energy is at. It lives in the center of your home. It shows up as cluttered, dry flowers, or dead plants, items that are broken or items that are worn out that need to be replaced.
So basically, anything that is kind of de-energizing in the center of the home will affect our health.
It will.
So there are different areas of the home associated with particular energy patterns.
Yes.
And what are these different areas of our house so we can get an idea of where they are and what we can do about them?
Yes. Well, we use what is called a bagua. And a bagua is an energetic blueprint that we place over your entire home, your property, and even each room. So just imagine drawing a tic-tac over your house, for example. We divide this home up into 9 different areas that represent your life. Career would be one, knowledge, family, prosperity, fame and reputation, marriage and love, children and creativity, helpful people and travel, and your health in the center of the home.
So money is a big issue for many people right now, and that would come under number 4 for prosperity, right?
That's right.
So what can you tell us about that one?
You know, most people hire me because of money issues and relationship issues.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've got many unconscious patterns around the lack of security and issues concerning love and bonding.
We do.
Yeah. So let's start with money and relationships to find out which areas of a room or the house relate to these issues. And then if we've got time, it would be great to go into some of the others.
Okay, wonderful. So when we stand at our front door of our home facing in, money lives in the far left corner of your house. And relationship lives in the far right corner of your home.
All right, so when I'm standing at the door of my office, for example, the far left corner is associated with money and the far right corner with relationships, right?
That's right.
All right, so what kind of things do we put in those areas that could block the flow of energy in our relationships and money corners?
Clutter, that dirty word. It's the biggest qi energy blocker that represents postponed decisions and stagnant energy, like procrastination and putting things, you know, off until tomorrow or the next day.
Mm-hmm. And putting off making decisions.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And many of us are attracted to clutter because it's the easiest way to avoid doing things that we fear. So we find things that distract us and zap our energy. Clutter prevents us from making money and having meaningful relationships.
Well, that's scary when I consider my clutter. I'm thinking of all my piles right now. Also, I have some piles of things from my past that I know I should probably check through. So you think of this as also being clutter?
Definitely. If we're keeping things from the past, we no longer need it, then we're stuck in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way, if we're saving something for the future because we might need it, we're stuck in the future.
Hmm. And are we also stuck in the fear that we won't be provided for in the future?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We're stuck in lack.
Yes. So what about the things we may need in the future? For instance, I buy loads of books, some of which I may read in 2 years' time, or and one I even read after 10 years.
Well, if you know that you're going to need it, then that's not considered clutter.
Uh-huh. So what is clutter then?
Well, clutter is anything that you don't love, that you don't want anymore, that you don't use anymore.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So we only want things in our environment that we love and use now.
Yes.
All right. I always love it when you say clearing clutter is the best way to create new space for what you really want.
That's right.
Yeah. So this really does fit in then perfectly with resonance repatterning, doesn't it?
It does.
Which is really about letting go of the past unconscious patterns that are driving our life and blocking us from moving forward into what we truly want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so feng shui really supports this process.
It does.
Yeah. So clearing clutter in these areas of a room, relationship money areas, or in the whole home, then is really essential.
It is very important to our health and our well-being.
And is there anything else we need to know about clutter and its negative effect that it has on us?
Yeah, the negative effect of clutter that has on us is it slows down our attention span.
Ah, so that's pretty important for kids and students then.
It's very important.
Because often their rooms are very cluttered.
Yes.
But I take it it's not about the parents forcing their kids to clean up the room.
No, it's not. If you help them with like a resonance repatterning session, then they'll want to do that.
Yes, because basically the clutter is telling you about an unconscious pattern that we need to give attention to.
Yes, and that's how it's showing up in the physical form.
Okay, so if we just go to the physical without the resonance repatterning, it's kind of like taking an aspirin for a headache.
That's right.
It's a symptomatic treatment that will get rid of the headache, but we haven't really got to the cause.
Right.
So we're really now looking both at the resonance repatterning for the cause of what this pile of clutter represents, and then also doing the work of cleaning up the clutter.
Right.
Yeah. So what else can clutter tell us, Sandy Sue?
Well, clutter always, it also disturbs our focus. We're unable to focus and think clearly. It also has difficult financial situations. It's also connected to lack of chi flow caused by the clutter.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of chi caused by clutter also hinders businesses, particularly in the situation with money and fame areas in their office or home. And frustration is experienced, and therefore additional energy is required to manage whatever we're doing at the time.
So you mean just having clutter causes frustration?
Yes.
Huh, even that we may not even be conscious of it.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Sandy Sue, we're going to take a little break, and all of you stay where you are, and we'll be back in a minute.
It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, hosted by Reiki Master Phyllis Lei Forimoto, brings to the Seventh Wave Network this worldwide human art form. Join Phyllis every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time as she shares her experiences from around the globe and helps you to understand the effects of living in conscious relationship with the energy of Reiki. Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
So here we are back with Sandy Sue Rector, feng shui expert and resonance repatterning practitioner, and we're talking about clutter and what it can tell us. So, Sandy Sue, what else can clutter tell us that we need to take note of?
Well, clutter can even make a person depressed or fatigued and have health problems. For example, I have two different grandmothers, and my grandmother that has clutter all over the place, she has a lot of health problems and she's very depressed. In fact, she has to be on antidepressants. Mm-hmm. Where my other grandmother, who puts everything away whenever she brings it out and keeps the house completely clean, does not have depression or health issues.
You know, that's fascinating because many depressed people do have a lot of clutter and they often haven't seen, you know, they haven't seen the connection between the two.
That's right.
Yes. And so you were talking about then health issues can also be related to clutter.
Yeah, because of the stagnation in the home, it affects our body. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it in people. They'll have low blood pressure, digestive issues, or a number of different health challenges. And their health improves when they start cleaning up their clutter.
That's amazing.
It's so simple to do. We just need to get around to do it.
Yeah.
So what we say in feng shui is less is best. Less is more qi in your home so you can create what you really want to achieve.
So can you just summarize for us once more what clutter is so we really get it?
Okay.
So we can analyze it. Is
yes.
it clutter or is it not clutter?
Clutter is things that you don't love, you don't use, or you don't want anymore, and things that are broken. When you look at everything in your environment, you want to look at it, and on a scale 0 to 10, you want to have things in your environment that feels like an 8, 9, or 10. If it feels like a 1 through 7, then you're not living your best life. When you look at
that reminds me, in Quantum Change Me Easy, we talk about the felt sense.
Right.
And so basically you can pick up an object and feel your felt sense.
Right.
Of, does this energize me in an 8, 9, and 10 way?
Exactly.
Yes, so that's important.
Yes, and so here's some questions that you can ask yourself when you're going through your home wondering if it's clutter or not. You can ask yourself, do I love this? Does this fit into my lifestyle that I'm currently living? Does this bring me joy? Am I saving this for someone who loves it and wants it? Do I value this for sentimental reasons? Will I use this in the next couple of years? And does this make my heart sing?
So if you're saving something for a family member, are you saying that if it's not an 8, 9, 10 for you, then it's best to give it away?
As soon as possible.
Uh-huh. But if you want it and you also want it for them, then that's not clutter.
Then it's not clutter. You can hang on to it for a while because maybe you want to give it to your children later down the road in your
and
life.
And what about if you're keeping something for sentimental reasons? Is that clutter?
If it makes you feel good, then it's not clutter. If it makes you feel like the 8, 9, or 10, then it's not clutter.
Okay. And what else do you ask yourself?
So the other questions you could ask yourself is, am I keeping this because I feel obligated because it was a gift? Mm-hmm. Is it still here because I paid so much money for it?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us do that.
Yeah.
And am I hoping someday to read all those books and magazines? There's so many piles in different people's homes.
Yes.
And am I afraid if I get rid of it that I might need it someday?
Mm. Oh.
And am I holding on because someday I'm planning to repair it? Well, hold on to broken things thinking, oh, I'll get around to it. But yeah, we don't always have the time. And is it still in my life because I can't figure out what to do with it? It's really no wonder that our lives are blocked with so much stuff that's around us, that's clutter.
So how on earth do we begin to declutter our houses? I mean, this is an enormous job you're talking about.
It is. But if you just schedule 15 minutes a day here and there to declutter, you'll start creating the life that you really want. So here's some of the things that you can do to remove clutter. You first want to deal with your most annoying mess first. Then you want to start at the front door and go clockwise because that's the way the chi flows through your environment.
Oh, that's amazing. I always go clockwise around my rooms.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And then what you need is three or more boxes. You need a box or the trash can. You need a recyclable box, a donation box, a box for a yard sale or put it on eBay, and then what we call a hot box.
Mm-hmm.
And a hot box is a storage box for when you're not sure what to do with this stuff. If you don't know if you're ready to let go of it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do is have this hot box, write down on a little index card of the things that you put into it, and then if you need it, you can go to it later. And then when you're ready to declutter again, then you can go back and check and see if you're ready to let go of it.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, it's really nice seeing some of the things I've already started to do. I'm being quite pleased with myself.
Oh, good.
As a result of my sessions with you, Sandy Seward, I'm really seeing how much I've done. And you're quite right. Actually, to tell you the truth, you start with 15 minutes, and often you want to go for 2 hours, and you don't want to stop.
That's right. You just want to keep going.
That's right. So, Sandy Sue, what is clutter telling you if it shows up in different rooms in the house?
Ah, well, in the bedroom, that's avoiding problems in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find clutter is really showing up mostly in your living room, then you're having difficulties with your role in society.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the bathroom or the kitchen, that's the lack of self-care when clutter shows up there.
Uh-huh. And what about if you have an office in your home?
Well, it's really avoiding important decisions you need to make for the business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and probably a lack of clarity in business as well.
That's right.
Okay, time to clear up my little office here.
Yes. Less is best,
okay.
Chloe. I mean, Chloe. So, if all that clutter feels overwhelming to you, just remember, you can't eat an elephant in one bite, but you can bite by bite. So just take 15 minutes here and there, and it'll make a big difference in your energy.
That's right. And you know, it's like resonance repatterning, that yes, you can do a one-hour session on yourself, or you can do a two-minute session on yourself. And sometimes even 2 minutes cleaning up clutter can actually begin to feel the change in the energy when you do that.
You do. You start feeling really, really good.
Yeah. So what else do people put in the relationship and money corners besides clutter that de-energize them?
Well, in feng shui, we use the five elements. So wood, fire, earth, metal, and water, similar to resonance repatterning.
Mm-hmm.
And in the money corner, which if you're standing at the front door facing in or any room, it's to the far left. And then when you're standing at the door facing, I'm sorry, is it the far left,
mm-hmm.
then the wood element lives in the far left corner of the room and the house.
For money.
Yes, for money.
Okay.
So if someone wants to resonate with having money, then they need to do certain things in that area. But if you resonate with not having money, then what happens is the wrong element is there. For example, you might have too much metal element there, which would cut into the wood, cutting out their money.
Mm.
Or too much fire element that would burn their wood and their money.
Mm. So can you give us some examples of metal and fire objects that they might put there?
Yeah, metal would be the color of white, silver, or anything real shiny that looks like metal.
Mm-hmm.
Metal furniture, picture frames that are made out of metal, and even artwork made out of metal.
Mm-hmm.
And the shape would be round.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the fire, it would be the color of red and orange. And it would be candles. It could be the fireplace. And the shape is triangles and pointy things.
So that's fascinating because in some corners of your room, you may want fire. But if you put candles and red and bright lights, I imagine, then into the wood area of your money, that's when it will burn up your money.
That's right.
And you find yourself spending too much money.
You do.
Or not having money coming into you.
That's right. If you have a little bit of that, you know, the fire element, it's okay. But if you have a lot of it, it's definitely going to be burning up your money.
Huh. So now what are the ideal things that you want to have in your money corner?
Well, first of all, you want to make sure that your money corner of every room and end of the house feels abundance when you walk into that space. You don't want it to feel like despair. And adding the wood element, like big, healthy plants with round leaves and wood furniture, is appropriate in that area. The colors would be purple, green, brown, gold, and a splash of red, just a little red.
Yeah.
And then also we can add the water element because it will feed the wood. So you can add like a little water feature, like a water fountain, a vase filled with fresh flowers, or a fish aquarium. But it's important that you don't add water or big plants in your bedroom if that happens to be in the area of your prosperity, in your wealth money corner, because it can disturb your sleep because it's too much yang energy. It's too active.
Now, you talk then about plants. So in the money area of your bedroom, I take it you don't want dry plants?
You don't want dry plants because that's dead energy. So the only plants you would want in your bedroom would be artificial plants or a small plant because it's such a small plant that it's not going to affect you. If it was
okay,
a big
but
plant,
basically plants made of silk would be okay.
That would be the best.
Especially if they're green.
Exactly.
Green or white.
Right.
Getting the idea.
Oh, good. You're doing great, Chloe.
Yeah. Yes, it's great. I actually just changed one area of my room, and I put a vase with all these fresh white flowers in it. And then I have a beautiful metal Tibetan bowl, and I put that next to it. Mm. And that whole area of the room is almost, it feels so energized. I can't stop looking at it. So it's interesting. So in resonance repatterning, of course, we use color as a modality, and color is a frequency that directly affects our physical and mental health. So it's wonderful seeing how we can use in color very consciously in our home to support relationships, prosperity, name and fame, abundance, whatever it is we're wanting, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So any of my clients that have money issues, they may need a resonance repatterning session to help them resonate with doing what is positive, the positive action of the remedy that I gave them for feng shui. Because sometimes they resist the remedies because they don't resonate with what is life enhancing.
That's right. So that's fascinating. You may do feng shui, and they may get this information, but resist doing it. Whereas if they had a resonance repatterning session, that would shift the unconscious pattern to really support them then in changing their whole house.
Yes. I've seen a huge difference from my clients that receive the feng shui along with the resonance repatterning. They're really spiraling up.
Yeah.
Versus the ones that just take the information and they don't do anything with it.
Yeah, wonderful. So now when we come back from this, our next break, let's go into relationships.
Oh, wonderful.
Big issue.
Great.
So we'll stay where you are, and we'll be back with you in a minute.
Okay.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Marissa, are you ready yet? I know you can hear me. You are not missing school again. Marissa! You trying to be a nobody or something? Let's go! All right then. Hit it. I know you can hear this. Hey guys, move closer. That's it. Girl, I am not leaving.
Hey, whatever it takes, don't let your friends drop out. A real friend can make all the difference.
Cut that noise, yo! I'm coming!
Took you long enough. Thanks for the help, guys.
For more ways to help, go to OperationGraduation.com. A public service message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the 7th Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
And here we are again talking with Sandy Sue Rector, a feng shui expert who's giving us a lot of fascinating information on how we can apply feng shui to change the frequencies in our home and in our health, well-being, and specifically we're looking at money and relationships. And Sandy Sue, you said that the relationship corner is in the far right of the house.
Yes.
Or in the far right corner area of a room.
Mm-hmm.
How do non-coherent patterns show up in the relationship corners of the house in some of your clients?
Well, for my single clients who are wanting to attract a soulmate, they have unconscious patterns about intimacy. So how it shows up in their relationship corners of their house in each room is they'll have single items. For example, they'll have one candle or one lamp, one decorative pillow all by itself.
Oh, I know, poor thing.
Or one plant or one chair.
Ah.
And I even find pictures throughout the whole home that have a single woman in it.
Ah.
It's amazing.
Incredible. So we're really seeing everything is frequencies, and the state of our frequencies is projected into our life.
It is. It shows up.
I remember you telling me something about picture frames that you saw in people's houses, too.
Yes. One time I saw in the relationship corner of my single client home was a frame that was empty. She didn't even put anything into it. And that was representing that she didn't have a relationship.
Empty frame.
Empty frame.
So what did you tell her to do?
So I suggested that she look through magazines and find someone that she's really attracted to and to cut it out, put it in the picture frame. She did that, and then a few weeks later, she sent me an email saying that she was dating someone that looked almost identical to that man. It was amazing.
That's hilarious.
So clutter always shows up in parts of our homes that we're trying to help with our to bring in the people into our lives. So, for instance, a dresser or a closet will be overstuffed.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, and there's no room for the soulmate.
Oh.
They need to clear this space so that their soulmate will feel comfortable to come into their environment and not feel suffocated.
Uh-huh. And what about, so, for instance, I have a big thing about keeping all my mementos of past relationships, you know, old photographs and things like that. So do you have, what about things from past relationships?
Well, it's really important to let that go if you're wanting to bring somebody else into your life because
mm-hmm.
they can feel that vibration in your frequencies.
Yeah. Have you gotten examples of that?
Well, I do have an example of that. I have a client from in the past that got divorced recently, And she fell in love with somebody new, but they were only in a relationship for a short period of time because he could still feel her ex's energy around him and her. So she asked me to come over and check things out. And in her closet, in the far right corner, in the relationship corner, where the energy lives, was her wedding dress. I was like, I had to take a deep breath. And she also kept her wedding ring in the relationship corner of her bedroom.
Wow.
I know, it was amazing. So I told her she needed to let go of those items from her marriage in order to open up a space for the guy that she really wanted. Yeah. And when she did that, a couple days later, the guy actually called her back.
Oh.
And he could feel the energy shift.
Oh.
And it opened the space for him. And now they're working on their lives together.
Wow. This is really important. So now, what are some of the things then that we need to put into the relationship areas?
Well, pink is the color, and red and white. Now, not everybody likes pink.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't like pink, then you can hide pink. You can hide it underneath furniture or behind pictures or inside cabinets or drawers.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggest you can use like the poster boards or fabric to bring that vibration in. Because the vibration will still be there. If you don't see it, you'll still feel it energetically.
Mm-hmm.
And we also want to create unity for relationships. So by grouping things in pairs, like two candles and two flowers or two decorative pillows, and then artwork that represents love and lovers, and any image or object that represents love, marriage, or romance that means something personal to you.
Mm.
So put things that you want in your relationship corners and allow the law of attraction to work for you.
Yes. So that's fascinating because I've seen people who will group things in threes when they decorate.
Yes.
And so what you're saying is that maybe is not okay.
That's right. That's a big no-no. You definitely want to avoid that because grouping things in three in a relationship will cause problems. So let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
I have a client who's recently married, and she's living in the house with her husband that the ex-wife once lived. And she hired me to help her because she felt that there were three people in the marriage. Her husband spoke with his ex-wife every day because they still owned a business together. My client wants her husband all to herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, when we walked into her master bedroom, which happened to be in the relationship corner of the whole house, everywhere I looked, there were things grouped in threes.
And what did you see?
Well, I saw three candles, three decorative pillows.
Oh.
The lamps on each side of the bed had three cherubs. In each of the lamps,
mm-hmm.
they were surrounded by threes. And there was even a picture that had three adults in it. And what was really amazing to me was there was a plant that was growing, and it had one root, but there were three individual stems growing out of it. It was just amazing.
Yes, so again, it really reinforces that everything is energy.
Everything.
And the state of our energy that we resonate with is projected out in all these different ways.
Yes.
I mean, even to being attracted to buying a plant with three stems.
That's right.
I mean, it's just, it almost boggles the imagination to see how clever we are.
That's right.
So what else have you seen that can block the energy flow for intimacy?
Well, my clients that have challenging relationships will often have their workout equipment in those corners, like weights and treadmills. And I'll ask them, I'll say, do you feel like your relationship is a workout? And sure enough, they always say yes. So that's one of the first things they move.
Yes.
And then books is another thing that I see in relationship corners. It blocks the flow of chi for the relationship to come into someone's life.
Mm.
People that have that there love to read, and they have a good relationship with their books, but no significant other to share it with.
Yeah, it's very interesting because actually after talking with you the other day, I moved. I had all my relationship books in my bedroom in the relationship corner, and I thought, well, that was a very appropriate place to put them.
Mm.
But as soon as I moved that bookshelf out And then I decided to make my meditation. I decided to make that my meditation corner.
Ah, good.
Because it's my about my relationship with the divine.
That's right.
And it's amazing how the energy in my room feels so peaceful now.
Mm.
And when I sit to meditate, my mind is calmer. And I suppose because I'm, you know, in that relationship with the divine, and I realize that if I want to draw a human relationship into my life, that I would want it to be based on a foundation of that spiritual energy anyway.
That's right.
But it's incredible how different I feel as a result of moving that bookshelf out at midnight the other day.
I'm so glad you did that, Chloe. And, you know, it makes sense that you had a relationship. I mean, your relationship corner, you had books. Because look at all the wonderful books that you've written, Chloe.
Oh.
And definitely, you definitely have a relationship with books. And you'll always be an author no matter where you move your books. But the best place to put your books is in the knowledge section of your home.
Aha. Uh-huh. So I'll have to check and see where I've moved them to now. So where does knowledge live in your home?
Well, if you're standing in the doorway facing in, it's all the way to the left along the same wall as the door.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd be happy to send anyone a free Bagua if they email me, because the Bagua will show you where the different energies live in your home, mm-hmm. and it will give you the color and the element that is needed to support you in your goals.
That's wonderful. So, Sandy Sue, maybe you can give your email right now.
Okay. My email address is balanceyourlife@cox.net.
balanceyourlife@cox.net. If you email Sandy Sue, she'll send you a free Bagua, your Tic Tac map,
yes.
for seeing exactly where everything is. Wonderful. Good. So we've got your email address here. And what do you do if you're unable to move something into a particular area?
Well, you want to set your intention for what you do want, because intention is the fourth realm of energy, and it will override any bad feng shui.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, I think we better take a little break right now. Maybe we'll have a few minutes to discuss health, because that's a big one for people. And we'll be back with you in a moment.
Okay.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Manifest your personal and professional dream by honoring your true genius and magnificence. On DeMartini, Live and Inspired, host Dr. John F. DeMartini shares his enlightening perspectives, humorous observations of human nature, and practical action steps to live a truly inspired, purposeful, and fulfilling life. His scope of knowledge and experience is a culmination of 34 years of research and studies. Dr. DeMartini's trailblazing philosophy and revolutionary understanding is reshaping modern psychology and business and changing the lives of millions. Broadcasting each week as a special program on the Seventh Wave Network, DeMartini, Live and Inspired, transforms thought and stimulates action. Get ready to break through to live an amazing life.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
So Sandy Sue, just before we took a break, we've been talking about feng shui and intentions, and that as long as we set our intention, this will, you know, even if you can't move something out of the way, have the right intention for that area. And a very important area is health.
Yes.
And what can we do to enhance that in our homes?
Well, health, as I said at the beginning, lives in the center of your home and in every room, in the very center. And it's called the Tai Chi. So it's very important to clear the clutter here. We don't want to have anything that is stagnant, because it will create that stagnant in our body and our mind. And if you think of a flowing creek like the beautiful one in Sedona, you can see all the abundance of health all around. But if the flow gets blocked because of the clutter, then it will become stagnant. And then there's no life and disease begins to set in.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even drink that water that's stagnant, would we?
That's right.
So we want to keep this area as clean as possible. And the element that lives here is the element of earth. And the color is yellow. So adding fresh yellow flowers in this area is perfect. You can have a picture of yellow flowers, or you can also have a ceramic or tea or a terracotta pot with rich soil in it with yellow mums, for example.
Now, what happens if the center of your room is just a, or the center of your house is just an empty space?
You can set the intention that everything is completely clear of all negative energy.
Uh-huh.
And keep it nice and clean.
Yes, good. So what we're looking at here then, just to summarize, is that each area is really, we need to look at our intention for health. Really what I'm trying to summarize here is resonance repatterning and feng shui. That one of the major places we go to in resonance repatterning is really looking at intentions and the projections that stop us from manifesting our intentions in life. So what we're looking at here is what is our intention for our health, our career, relationships, money, knowledge, family, children, creativity, fame, and travel. And we can either do resonance repatterning modalities so we resonate with our intentions and then do actions to clear the clutter of the unconscious patterns that stop us from realizing our intentions. We can also look at the problems we have in relation to each of these areas in our life and constantly then amplify the positive chi energy in these areas in our home, which will neutralize any negative chi energy, right?
That's right.
Good. So, so Sandy, what else do you want to share with us here?
Well, the unseen energy that I spoke about earlier is called poison arrows.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're sitting or laying down in bed, you want to look around your environment and make sure there's no pointy objects going towards you, because that will give you negative energy. So you want to cover that up with fabric or put a plant in front of it. You want everything to be nice and smooth in your environment so that the chi flows smoothly and effortlessly.
Yes. Yes. Yes, so this can be quite detailed because you could be sitting at your desk and you could have something pointing towards you.
That's right. In fact, we used to have a bed, and above our bed we had a beam, and it happened to go over our second chakra. And I had a fibroid that started growing. And
so the second chakra relates to the pelvic chakra.
That's right.
And so you say you had a beam that was crossing over the pelvic area.
Exactly. And then my husband, his lower back, L4 and L5, was bulging disc. And as soon as we got rid of that, my fibroid went away. I haven't had any more fibroids, and my husband's back is so much better now. It's amazing.
Yes. You know, it's almost difficult for people to believe what happens when we change these things in our homes.
Yes.
And yet, we have to remember that feng shui is an art and a science that's been around for 5,000 years.
Right.
And has been used by millions of people for the direct effect it has.
Exactly. Like Donald Trump, for instance, he'll fly a feng shui master out from China to help him to design his buildings before he even begins to build it, because he understands the power of feng shui.
That's right. That's right. It's like these people know, and they know what brings success to them, don't they?
They do. They
know that you need to take care of these details. Now, if Donald Trump had residency patterning as well, that would really do it, wouldn't it?
That would. Let's set that intention, Chloe.
Yeah. Wonderful. So just in case we run out of time, Sandy Sue, we may have a few minutes to just sum up maybe another example from your clients that you've seen of the changes that you've seen with people from doing this. But I just want to make sure that we've covered everything that we need. So you can email Sandy Sue for a free bagua by going to balanceyourlife@cox.net. She also teaches feng shui classes on the internet that you may be interested in. And her website is www.balanceyourlife.net. And if you want to speak to Sandy Sue directly, you're welcome to call her at 602-717-2247. And Sandy Sue, can you do feng shui over the phone?
Yes, I have clients all over the world, actually.
Okay, so you're welcome then to get in touch with Sandy Sue, especially she loves to do both resonance repatterning and feng shui,
yes,
both together. And her newsletter will give you lots of information on various other things that she does, giving you hints on feng shui, what you can include in your life.
Exactly.
Yes, wonderful. And remember, you can download the complete transcripts of all the shows, and we've covered a lot of information in this show, so you may want to download this so you can think about it and remind yourself and re-inspire yourself, and you can just go to resonancerepatterning.net and to the e-store for any transcriptions you may want to download. And those of you who want to study resonance repatterning so you can do it on yourself, find out what you resonate with is what you experience in your life, and what you don't resonate with, you won't experience. So you can literally learn this system and do it on yourself, apply it with feng shui and all these other things we're talking about. And so go to our resonancerepatterning.net to find out our teachers. You can contact our teachers. Sometimes they'll, if you are interested in taking a class, they'll get a class together for you. So make sure you connect with the teachers in your area or close to you and get a class going. Learn this stuff and start using it. It's so powerful. And, of course, you can also come to our website for practitioners in your area, or learn the work and become a practitioner yourself. And next week, oh, by the way, if you want to contact me, you're welcome to email me at livingintune@gmail.com. If you have questions or want a particular show theme, I'm always open to new ideas. And next week, on October the 15th, we have a fascinating show, Facial Diagnosis, with David Card, nutritionist and homeopath, and he's filled with information. I talked with him today, and it's just amazing what he has to share. So would you like to know what spider veins on your face mean, and bags under your eyes, and blue-black coloring in the corners of your eyes, or acne blemishes and brown spots, or crow's feet, wrinkles, vertical lines above your lips? Every single thing means something, and he's going to tell us what it means and how you can correct it. It's a sign of a deficiency, and he's going to tell us what we're deficient in and how we can correct that deficiency, and sometimes in a few weeks or a few months or up to 6 months, see dramatic changes. So remember, everything is frequencies, whether it's frequencies on our face or frequencies in our home. It's going to show up somewhere, letting us know that something in our energy field needs to be corrected and balanced out. And resonance repatterning plus feng shui plus facial diagnosis, it's all about coming back into balance and harmony with ourselves. So I'll look forward to seeing you next week and with David Card. And in the meantime, have a wonderful week looking at your home and cleaning up your clutter and living an abundant life and drawing to you all the relationships that support and energize you and create the life that you want to live. Thank you so much and have a wonderful week. It's
you conduct yourself through the chances that you...
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I thought...